If you would, pray with me now. God, open our hearts and minds to receive your word for us today. May we be filled and transformed by your Spirit through my speaking and our listening and hearing, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel reading this morning comes from the 14th chapter of Matthew, and we will be reading verses 13 through 21. Let us listen now for God's word to us this morning. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides the women and children. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Friends, I want you to imagine that you are online. I know, a huge departure from what you're currently doing. But imagine you are online and you're scrolling through your news feed and you start to see people commenting about this crazy event that happened near the Sea of Galilee. 5,000 fed with only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then, of course, you start to see the posts that pop up. Only 5,000, one reads. How the main Jordan River media is covering up how many were really fed. In the comments section, a parade of like-minded individuals attach articles about how women and children were not included in the count, according to the patriarchy of the day. Another post talks about how ill-equipped Jesus and his disciples seemed to be. Sure, it was a miracle, but why did it get to a point where a miracle was needed? Did they not have any forethought? And then that guy you knew from a long time ago, who you haven't spoken to in years, posts about how curious it is that there were so little fish, given the prevalence of disciples with fishing experience and their adjacency to a large body of water. Each detail of the story creates another dot, and we will each connect them according to our own experiences and biases. It's hard not to read this story without getting caught up in the details. We want to connect the dots, and we want it to make sense when we do. But the miraculous rarely ever does, friends, and the shadow of disbelief is often long over our understanding. We want to believe, but when we connect the dots ourselves based on our own experiences, we know that 5 loaves and 2 fish never adds up to 5,000 servings, much less 5,000 and leftovers. This is where the story wants us to begin, in feelings of not enough and too many, not enough of what is needed and too many of those who need it. How many of us have felt similar feelings in our current circumstances? How many of us have felt that we didn't have enough to meet an overwhelming need? Not enough time to give to everything that deserves our attention. Not enough information to make decisions with any comfort. Not enough energy to make it through the morning, much less the day. not enough answers as the questions continue to pile up. How many of us have felt as though we are not enough for this moment in time? The disciples found themselves in a similar space of doubt. Why not send them away to go and find food in the villages nearby? We obviously do not have enough food for them. And of course, Jesus sees for his disciples what they fail to see for themselves. He says the crowd need not go away. And then he gives a simple command. You give them something to eat. To say that another way, using the words of the late congressman and American hero John Lewis, Jesus tells his disciples to find a way, to make a way, out of no way. You see, there was a dot that the disciples missed. It's a dot that we ourselves often miss. It was not just 5 loaves and 2 fish that fed all the people there that day. It was 5 loaves, 2 fishes, and the very grace of God. Even though the story begins in the anxiety of not enough, it ends with abundance. And that is the mark of God's grace. All ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. It would have been miraculous enough if Jesus had just blessed this food and those who had gathered had been fed by so few loaves and fishes. But God's grace is not about just having enough or meeting some minimum requirement. God's grace is about the abundance of love that always exceeds expectation and restriction. It's about the love we know in Jesus Christ that is always enough and then some. It is a grace that heals the sick, eats with the outcast, forgives the sinner, and then some. It's the grace that lived among us, loves us, died for our sins, rose for our salvation, continues to love us, and then some. It's the grace that binds us all together in love so that we are not alone, but that we are one, and then some. It is the grace that feeds 5,000 men and countless other women and children until they are full, and then some. 12 baskets full, to be specific. That's where the text leaves us this morning. To be fair to our feelings coming into it, on our own, we are not enough. We are not enough for all of the things that are being thrown at us. We are 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and the chaos that surrounds us every day is 5,000 plus starving people looking to us to feed them. Not one of us can solve all the problems of our own lives or our world alone. It is in the mystery and the uncertainty and the doubt that we so often try to rationalize away that God's grace most fully resides and makes itself known to us. It is by God's grace that together we become enough and then some. As many of you know, through this pandemic, our Welcome Table ministry has become a drive-through ministry. Neighbors in our community are invited to come on Tuesday evening to pick up a hot meal prepared by Chef Amelia and our Welcome Table volunteers. Each week, it's my privilege to join in those efforts, and I often walk into the kitchen where everything is being prepared and ask Amelia what we're serving and how many we have prepared for. Most weeks, we end up serving more than we planned for. And yet there always seems to be enough. I don't believe there's been a single week since this ministry started over 11 years ago that we were not able to feed every person who came looking for a meal. I often imagine what went through the disciples' heads as they collected basket after basket of leftovers. is similar to what all of us volunteers feel when Welcome Table ends each Tuesday at 5:30. I imagine they felt similar relief as we do when the last few cars have made their way through the line and the people in them have received their meal and the food didn't run out before they had. I think we will all know how they felt soon enough. There will be a time when we look back and remember how the grace of God abounded through this pandemic. How we found one another again and again, even across physical distance and behind masks. How we continue to serve our communities and support one another and our families and to look for to the welfare of all of those around us. How we continue to pray even when we struggle to find the words or the energy. How we strove for compassion and empathy and collaboration, even when division and isolation felt like the easier road. How we continue to praise and worship God each and every week, even when our sanctuaries and places of worship are closed. The grace of God is known in its abundance, not because we deserve it or that we have done anything to earn it, but because God's love for us is enough, and then some. It is by that grace through our Lord Jesus Christ that we are brought together with others and made more than capable of meeting the needs of this world. It is by that grace that we will continue to move forward as God's people, ready to serve in all the capacities this moment in time calls for. By God's grace, when we look back, we will see that even when we didn't feel like it, we were enough. And then some. Amen.